Look, there's a photo going around on social media of some of the rubbish bins down at the jetty, and we've spoken about these before. And I've written to Mick Raby from the Coffs Harbour City Council yesterday afternoon, because my understanding is it does come under his jurisdiction. There's a couple of things about this. One is the fact that I think it's you know, we need to obviously admit that we don't have enough rubbish bins down around the jetty precinct. We're encouraging people to go down there and spend time down there with families, but we just don't have the rubbish bins down there to cater for it. Now, the photo was taken by a gentleman around 11 o'clock yesterday of the three rubbish bins just before you walk out onto the jetty. Of course, Sunday's market day. And so you think, okay, well, this is the rubbish from the markets. Until someone else comments saying, these bins were full when I walked past early this morning, and I commented that it was market day and they hadn't been cleared. Now, this is done obviously by contractors, but it comes back again to the pride that we take in our parks and in our areas, in our public spaces. And I've reached out to various people in the council about it, and I've spoken to various people in the council in the past about this kind of thing, and in particular the jetty foreshore. We speak so much about the jetty foreshore being the jewel in our crown. So why would we allow the jewel in our crown to look so untidy? I mean, when the lawns are mowed down there and the rubbish is taken away, it looks spectacular. And there's two parts to this. One is, you know, in reality, we as a society and as the community have to look at it and go, all right, well, the rubbish bin's full. I'm going to have to take my rubbish with me. But we know that's never going to be the case, unfortunately. So you've got to have a plan in place for it. We've asked Mick Raby to let us know what the schedule is for when these rubbish bins are emptied and, you know, what the plan is for the overflow, because now we're out and about more. It's coming into summer. We're going to see more people there, which means we're going to see more rubbish there as well. And it comes back to what I've spoken to the mayor about and George Sicardo about, and they both agree with me, about having a team dedicated to, you know, the jetty precinct. So let's make it happen. You know, we've got so many amazing workers from Coffs Council and Coastal Works. So rather than having them all just have to do all the different jobs all around, let's get a team together. It only might have to be, you know, 5 or 10 people. And all they do is focus on the jetty precinct, on everything on the other side of the train line. You know, you drive through places like Armidale, and the main park in Armidale looks spectacular. Why? Because it's always clean, there's always rubbish removed, and it just looks immaculate. You can't say the same, unfortunately, for the jetty foreshore. And while they try to get it as good as they can, the one way to make it great, Steve McGrath, if you're listening, if he's not, it'll get back to him, it always does. One way is to allocate staff just to that precinct. So if it means that rubbish bins are overflowing outside of when the contractors come to pick them up, well, you can empty the bins. If it means the grass grows longer than what the 6-week roster is, you can mow it. So I'm calling on the councillors to put this forward and make that suggestion. And whether it be this council now or the new council coming up, ask yourself how proud you are of the jetty precinct and the foreshore. Paul Amos, how proud are you when you walk down there and you see this rubbish? But what are you doing about that? It's like that old saying about what you accept and what you walk past and that kind of thing. So you've got to ask yourself that. Do you accept it to look like that?